A Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Send a message. It's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also watch us on Twitch, comment there. And you'll also catch the show on the breaks. We tend to have a few things that we don't say on air. So, missed the first hour? We did some sports in that first hour.
Yeah.
You got more sports, though.
I got more sports. We are now 20% through the Major League Baseball season. This would, I mean, it's pretty wild to think about, right?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like it's been that long. It'd be like what they've played 32 games so far would be if we were to stretch it out. Who do you think has the best winning percentage? Because, by the way, with the schedule the way it is, and some teams missing games, things like that.
See, I already looked it up because it was the Marlins.
The Marlins have the best winning percentage. Yeah. The Marlins may be geniuses. This is a brilliant strategy by the Marlins. They're like, okay, let's get off to a hot start, hit the strip club, and catch COVID. And then we'll just ride out the rest of the season, and they'll say, oh, the Marlins played six games, but 5-1. Yeah, we got to put them in. Best winning percentage. That was the rule.
I think that's pretty smart.
It really is.
Just lose.
Marlins tied with the Cubs for best winning percentage, although the Cubs have played twice as many games as the Marlins.
Right.
Doesn't seem totally fair. Here's what your playoffs would look like right now if the playoffs started today. Now, you may remember now there's eight teams from each league making the playoffs.
Right.
The first and second place teams from both division or from each division, and then the two best wild card records after that. In the National League right now, it would be the Marlins and the Braves from the NL East.
Yeah.
Braves, not a surprise.
Not really.
I think Marlins, probably a surprise. NL Central, Cubs and Brewers, despite the fact the Brewers are sub 500. They would make the playoffs because they're second place.
See, and I thought the Cardinals were onto something by not playing.
No, not so much. They're 2-3.
Yeah, that's not going to get it done.
And then the rest of the playoff teams would all come from the NL West. Rockies, Dodgers, Padres, Giants. Despite the fact that the Giants are 6-7, they're below 500. Also, despite the fact that the Diamondbacks cheated and opened their roof last night, they would not make the playoffs because that was only their fourth win. Yeah. So teams left out would be notable teams. I mean, obviously the Reds and the Mets and the Pirates aren't going to make it, but the Nationals and the Cardinals.
Remember when the Pirates weren't awful? It wasn't that long ago. I mean, they were always like kind of close to making the playoffs.
Oh yeah,
like 3 or 4 years in a row.
Yeah,
and, yeah, but
there was a little run,
and now
they suck. We suck again. In the American League. Your two teams from the American League East would be the Yankees, obviously, 9-2.
They're pretty good.
They're good at sports matches. And the Baltimore Orioles, 5-6. If you had Baltimore in second place at the 20% mark, good on you.
Cash your ticket today.
That's right. From the AL Central, it would be the Twins and White Sox. And from the AL West, it would be the Oakland Athletics and your Houston Astros. And then the last two teams that would sneak in, the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers.
Wow.
Yep. So no Rays. And pretty much every other team that would miss the playoffs in this scenario, we knew was going to be bad. So basically you would have just said, well, the Tigers, them making it would maybe be a surprise. And the Orioles. But everybody else... Yankees, Twins, White Sox, Indians, A's, Astros. There's no surprise there, I don't think.
No.
I do think it is funny that the winning percentage thing is going to come into play. and the Marlins, who have benefited the most, if you want to call it benefited the
most. Well, you know what? If I'm them, I tell the rest of the team, dude, go out and catch Rona.
Yeah,
listen, we're just going to sit out. We're just going to sit out until the end of the season, and we're going to get in with a 3-2 record.
Yep. 5-1 record, thank you.
5-1, excuse me. Yeah. 3-2 would have worked, too.
Unstoppable force. Pretty much any record will get you into the playoffs. If you're above 500 at the end of the season, you're probably making the playoffs.
Oh, I think you are. I think somebody under 500 is going to make it.
Oh, I think multiple teams will make it.
So
with eight teams, 8 out of 15? Yeah. There's going to be multiples.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Look at you bringing sports to the show.
The Royals are 3-10. I think they're going to have a hard time coming back from that one.
But you know what?
You know, we said if you start off a certain way, it's going to be tough to come back from. That's the Royals.
If you were the Yankees and started off that way, I still think you'd come back.
Maybe.
But Royals, not so much. And 214 says, see, I knew we didn't suck, Tigers fan.
Yeah, well,
you
definitely suck, but you're going to make the sucky playoffs this year.
No, if you make the playoffs, you don't suck, AJ. You got to give them some.
No, now baseball is like hockey and basketball, where if you suck, you still make the playoffs.
Do not disrespect hockey. You still have to have it's kind of hard to make the playoffs in hockey, even though that many teams make it, because the whole bottom from 11 to 21 is usually really tight. So,
I'm making excuses with mediocrity.
Okay. And maybe it's just because my team hasn't won a playoff series since 2004 and Stanley Cup since 67. Space Ghost says, what if under 500 team wins the World Series?
An under 500 team wins the World Series.
But I will say this, if they win the World Series, their total record won't be under 500.
No.
I mean, unless every game goes seven or every series goes seven.
That could happen.
I guess it could. But I don't think that's, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out. I'm just, maybe just give it to the Yankees now and stop playing. Probably the way to go. So
why don't you just give them the trophy?
832 told me I stopped watching NBA due to the kneeling crap. I know a lot of those athletes say it's not supposed to be meant as a form of disrespect to the flag, but at the same time, it is disrespectful. So, okay.
Listen, everybody's entitled to an opinion.
Yeah, no. I asked. I wanted to know.
Is it disrespectful that I think that it's stupid that we play a magical song before sports games? Do I think that is that disrespectful to the flag? Am I not a patriot if I don't want to hear the national anthem before sports matches?
You know what? I'm gonna really piss people off here. I think the real debate we should be having about the anthem is we need a better song.
Oh, well, now that's just that.
It's just
now you've crossed the line.
That's true. We need a better song. That's all.
I've actually come up with some lyrics. Oh, America.
Home and native land. Yeah.
Even though it's not really our native land, it's our stolen land.
Oh, yeah, we got you. Okay, our home and stolen land.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? That true patriots love in all of us command.
Yeah.
So that means we're patriots.
No, the government commands.
Oh, okay, I forgot about that.
I'll come up with lyrics.
How about this? With glowing hearts. Glowing hearts, man. That's cool. I don't know how our hearts are glowing. I think actually because we eat so much fast food. It
glowing
should be,
hearts and cutting farts.
It should be with growing hearts.
Growing hearts and cutting farts.
And we see, here's where we lose it, though, because it goes, with glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north, strong and free. We're not the true north. We're like right in the middle. We're the true middle. That nothing rhymes with middle. That doesn't even sound good.
Diddle rhymes with middle.
Yeah, okay, so we'll diddle the middle.
Yeah.
The hell are we talking about? So, oh, man. Somebody says, I stopped watching because it's a hard watch. Baseball's already hard enough to watch, and I think it's just not exciting. I certainly understand that. And I guess I also go back to the other texters. I think people maybe realize it. And I think in Houston, especially, once Verlander went out, I think a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know about this.
There's some people saying also a lot of people cut their cable And I cut mine, too. Well, I've found alternate ways to watch the games. But
and that's kind of an important thing that we don't talk enough about. And because so many people are going to streaming services now. I watch all mine on that Fubo. Watch all the sports on there. And it's the same thing we do. We've been sending people to Twitch. We've been sending people to the app. And then you wonder why ratings aren't what they
were. Yeah, these sports are going to have to adjust.
Yeah, they're just, you know, and that's something that you just have to remind your advertisers, like, oh, yeah, well, we're sending people. And they all do it. They all send people to the, I know that, especially from hockey, they send you to that NBC app. And I watch, like, if I'm out tonight, well, when I'm going out for steak, I'll be watching the Leafs game on my phone. Well, that's not going to count for ratings.
One other thing that I've noticed that baseball's done a really poor job. First of all, I'll give kudos to the NHL. Like the NHL, when you watch it on TV, like sure you can tell there's no fans there, but it's aesthetically pleasing. Like the NHL logo and the way those are tarps, but the way they're set up, it looks nice. The NBA kind of the same way. They've got like digital overlay, and it looks good. Major League Baseball, I get that they found a way to make some money with these cutouts, but they're so tacky and poorly done that there's like headspace behind them, and they've got like misshaped heads. It's really distracting to me.
They should be all hot chicks, every single one of them.
It's like
all dogs.
Marlins man, and he's got like his arms. I mean, it's like, it's just weird.
See, I'm not crazy about the digital fans on the NBA thing too. That's annoying to me too.
I see it. It's funny because I didn't like the idea of it, but when I watch, I hardly notice. So they're at least doing a better job than baseball with these flat cutouts.
281 says we need a song like "God Save the Trump."
Yeah,
I could go for that.
God and I, we're best friends.
Yeah,
I've known him for a long time.
He's tremendous. He's the best God. There's good and bad gods on both sides.
But he's the best one. He's the best I've found.
Yeah.
He's the best I've found.
Look where he put me.
Right. That's right. I'm the chosen.
You know who else is tremendous? Who else is the best? Dr. Linville. And all you got to do is get on the Twitch channel and see the hair hanging all over the place. And that's all because of Dr. Linville. And it's such a cool procedure, man. He basically extracts individual follicles from the back of your head and transplants them where you're thinning. Man, I was almost completely bald. And now I've got a full head of hair, and I love it. I mean, I haven't cut it in a year, and yeah, I look scraggly, but, you know, I have hair now, and it blows in the wind, and it's just kind of awesome because I've gone a long time without any, and so, yeah, I'm growing it out. And guess what? 975hair.com, free consultation, and it's that simple. You can do it virtually, and you can get it done here as soon as things loosen up a little bit. And if you're working from home for a long time, you don't want people to know, it's a perfect way to do it. And listen, he just wants to help people. And he sold me on it because I had looked at a bunch of other things and I'm like, oh man, I don't want to do this. Well, after talking with him for 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, this is great. This isn't hair plugs. This is your own hair. He's done it himself. He looks great. Go to 975hair.com. Check it out today. 975hair.com.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here. Let's talk about things that go together. How about peanut butter and jelly? Ketchup and mustard? Wine and cheese? I'm a Wisconsin guy. Baseball and cheating? Who said that? Rock and roll, Bert and Ernie, you know the deal. Well, how about sports and betting? That's right, sports fans. If you want to make any game a little bit more interesting, you should type the words into your internet device, mybookie.ag. MyBookie has odds on all sports, the NBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, NASCAR, you name it, they got it. They have thousands of bets, and you can play lines on the game, props inside the games, future bets, and even that upcoming election. And with MyBookie, it's simple. You bet, you win, they pay. Join today and MyBookie's going to double your first deposit. Just enter the promo code RADIO. That's RADIO. Yep. Things that go together, sports and betting, and it creates nothing but fun. MyBookie.ag. And remember, they'll double your first deposit when you enter the promo code RADIO. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.ag.
If you filed an insurance claim for your property, more than likely the insurance company didn't pay out enough, leaving you helpless. That's not the case anymore. The lawyers at MMA are fighting back and protecting your rights against the insurance companies. The MMA law firm specializes in insurance dispute litigation, so they'll get you more for your property damage claim. If you're a commercial contractor or property owner, head to largelossattorneys.com for your free, no-obligation consultation with an expert attorney. Take the power back from your insurance companies with the MMA law firm.
What goes good with stay at home? A Pro Dunk Hoops basketball goal. That's what. Your family will have years of fun right in your stay at home driveway with a Pro Dunk Hoops goal. Choose from many sizes, all in stock in their national Tomball located warehouse. Plus, they professionally install your goal with no required homeowner interaction. Super safe and easy. Stay at home and start shopping at ProDunkHoops.com, a local company serving the Houston area for over 35 years. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Philip says, baseball should sell seat passes. If the ball lands on or around your seat, they mail you the ball. What do you think?
I think some teams are doing that, right?
Yeah, I think I did read that.
Yeah, I think if like a foul ball or a home run hits your cutout, if you notice it, I'm guessing they'll send it to you.
Somebody said, I made it a general rule not to watch anything with politics. It's in Facebook, it's in sports, it's on late night, it's getting annoying. And yeah, I get.
So you just stare at your blank screen at night?
Got Netflix. Go watch some Netflix.
Oh. You know, there's nothing political on there.
Well, I mean, there's shows that aren't political at all.
They'll have at some point it'll come up.
Oh, I'm sure. I've been watching so many of those documentaries and stuff like that. So, and Garza says the social justice stuff turns me off, but I can look past it. I tend to just watch some marquee games.
I just don't care. Like what? I don't care what players like what their personal stuff is. Like that does that's. Of course, I didn't care about it before. I don't care about it now. Like. Whatever your political leanings are as a player, cool, good for you. That's fine and good. It doesn't mean I have to believe it. Doesn't mean I have to, you know, have the same feelings. But I can also, you know, separate that and still watch the game and know that this guy has different political leanings than I do. Or
I never watch the anthems anyway, unless I'm at the game. And I mean, I haven't really paid attention to the hockey anthems. I don't know who's doing what. I just, as soon as the game starts.
I think most hockey guys are standing. Very little kneeling going on in hockey. Mm. It's very, very controversial. That's why hockey ratings are at an all-time high. Oh, no?
No, I don't know. I don't know where their ratings are. Robert says Rick and Morty isn't political. Well, at least not Earth politics. Yeah, except guess what? They got in trouble for a 9/11 joke.
That's true.
So, which, of course, yeah, people who are asking me where my steak night is, I gave it to the Twitch people.
That's, he only wants to hang out with him.
Well, it's not that. It's just I'm not going to do it on air because it's just the right amount of people. And if it gets to where more there's too many people there, I won't go. So, you know, I gave it to the Twitch as a gift to those guys. They also have one on Tuesday nights. You can probably figure it out. I'm just saying. But if you want to go to the Tuesday night one, be my guest. Because I don't go on Tuesdays. But, yeah, you know, Braddock sent some story where the NBA is trying to dispute what the president said. ESPN shows the games, right?
Yeah.
So they have an agenda, right?
Everyone's got an agenda. Okay.
Jay Garcia asking, can you do a segment on best ways to cord cutting while still getting live sports? I don't know that we could do that in a segment, but I'm still not sure I'm 100% down with this, but you know, the wife wanted to do it. And the one thing that I insisted on having was, you know, I had to have AT&T Sportsnet so I could not watch the Rockets and Astros.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, well, and there is. And then so we got that Fubo TV. We had to go through and do every single show we recorded and write it down and figure out which app we could have for it. The only thing that I do
did
not...
Did you have to decide, like, okay, do we really want to keep this show around?
Right.
Do we want to keep watching this?
Right. And I used to watch horse racing on TVG all the time. Well, I got this... now I've got an app. Wait, that was 3 already.
Was that better?
That was better.
Are you entertained? Are you not entertained?
No, Fred? I'm not entertained, but...
Are you turned on?
No, no.
Groin?
Pretty much disgusted. And my groin is disgusting.
Groin.
But,
Fred, groin.
Oh, man. But it's got, but like I got this RTN TV that shows every racetrack in America whenever I want it, and I can watch it right there on my TV. So I don't need to hear those tools on TVG talk. So I've got everything except poker, which I'm going to just get Poker Go for that. And because, yeah, I like to watch those late night World Poker Tours on all the Fox Sports whatever channels. So I'm going to get Poker Go for that. And I haven't figured out the NFL yet. That's the one thing that I'm not sure about, but it's got all, everything else is totally covered. So, 713-780-ESPN. Yeah. Garza also has that Fubo. That thing's worked out really well.
Yeah.
The only negative to that is just full disclosure. Like the first couple minutes of the hockey games are a little fuzzy. Until the streaming catches up, and then it's fine. So maybe that's when I should be watching the anthem. Just let it be
maybe so.
During the anthem.
Yeah.
Oh, but and Nacho Frill said, I think you can get the NFL Network app. There's some way for me to get the games there. I'm hoping that I'll go back to bars because that's my favorite thing to do is when the Texans aren't playing is just sit there and watch. All the other games that are on all at the same time. So, but who knows? Who knows? We'll figure that out. But the one thing I don't like, and this is just being whiny. I'm going to throw that out there right now. The one thing I liked about DirecTV was, you know, I knew where my channels were. I'd have last channel. I could watch one game, flip over to another during commercials, stuff like that. On this one, yeah, like you have to switch from one app to another to watch another show. Because, yeah, like I just really stupid. Like there'd be a Law and Order rerun on and it goes to a commercial. So I jump over to some movie I wanted to watch. Well, I can't really do that now. So, you know, but again, it's saving a ridiculous amount of money. We were paying DirecTV way too much. So, somebody said I had Fubo for NFL last year. Now that they have it, ESPN should have most of the games. Yeah, I'm just going to play that one by ear. The other thing I might do is DAZN has it in Canada. It's like all the NFL games.
Mm-hmm.
Might find a way to, you know, maybe use my use a Canadian IP address to get that.
You should be able to set up a VPN that would work like that.
Yeah, I've been meaning to do that because...
Isn't that how you get on the dark web?
Well, I'm not getting on the dark web. I want to get on PokerStars.
Right, but don't you get on the dark web to do that?
I don't know. I don't know what a dark web is, really. I've heard it referred to, and it's supposed to scare me because it's a dark web.
I thought you got on the dark web to buy that 12-year-old Vietnamese boy that plays all your poker hands for you.
I
you feed him Ritz crackers.
Do I have to mail him the Ritz crackers?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
UPS, hello, little Vietnamese boy. Are you home alone? I'm not allowed to speak to you.
Boy, this sounds...
Here's your Ritz crackers.
This sounds creepy, and if you mention...
Uncle Freddy.
If you mention the word groin, I'm out of here.
Groin.
That's it. I'm done. Oh, God. How the hell did we get on this? But, Fred feeds him plain baked potatoes.
But that, I think that was a Twitch-only thing.
Yeah.
Really weird thing about... And Fred has some really odd eating habits, mostly because Fred eats... Like the way my 8-year-old eats. He likes his burgers plain and dry. You know, he's a simple guy. He eats plain baked potatoes.
That's not what I said. I said I put a little butter on it.
No, you said sometimes I put a little butter on it.
I usually put a little butter on it, yeah.
But sometimes you don't.
Yeah, it depends on how fat I am that day.
Like, imagine just picking up a baked potato and eating it like it's a...
No, if I'm going to...
like it's a dinner roll.
Well, no. If I'm going to go order just a baked potato, like at Jason's or something, then I'm getting the loaded baked potato, like the one with the barbecue and all that stuff. But that's the meal. When it's a side, I don't put a bunch of crap on it.
Here's a tip.
So I don't think this is that unusual, frankly. And I don't need a tip on my eating habits.
It's remarkably unusual, isn't it, Aaron?
It is, but now that I'm thinking about it, so my senior year in high school, there were a couple of guys who were on the football team who were getting ready to go play college ball. So in the spring semester, they got out of school early, and they were training with the dude who was one of the world's strongest men competitors at one point because they wanted to bulk up. So he had them eating a baked potato, just like they would microwave it at home, wrap it in foil, keep it in their backpack, and then at 10:30 in the morning, they would eat this entire potato and then go work out with him at noon. And they would literally just sit there, because I remember one of the dudes sat next to me in computer science would take it out, unwrap it, and just bite into it like it was a damn apple.
So think about this. What are the usual toppings on a baked potato?
Butter, cheese, sour cream, bacon bits,
I hate
chives.
Sour cream.
I'm with you.
I don't like chives either.
I don't put sour cream on my baked potatoes either.
But and bacon, bacon's a weird thing for me. I don't put bacon on stuff unless I love bacon for breakfast. Like I'll have bacon wrapped bacon, but most of the time I don't like it late at night unless it's like somebody does a really good bacon wrapped shrimp or something.
Bacon, cheese, butter are all better for you than actual potatoes.
They're not helping though.
No, but they're definitely not hurting once you're eating a potato.
Well, but again,
potatoes offer zero nutritional value.
I know, but it's a side. It is not the main thing. If it's the main thing, I'm going to eat it differently. I'll put a bunch of stuff on it.
I just can't imagine enjoying a baked potato with nothing on it.
I can't imagine you not. I don't know why you care so much about what I eat.
It's just fascinating.
Guess what? People have different tastes. I hate to break it to you.
Do you eat bread sandwiches?
No, I don't eat bread.
Like just two pieces of bread with nothing in it?
I'm really trying to get rid of bread completely out of my diet right now.
Okay.
But no. John says bacon, sour cream, cheese on everything. See, and you know what? The problem is most places I don't like that shredded cheese.
Okay.
Man,
You're a shredded cheese snob.
Kind of. Now, if they brought me one out where they'd already melted the cheese into it, then I would eat it. But I don't really like shredded cheese on there. But just to make you happy, I'll put some on tonight. How's that?
All right.
Bleep off.
All right. I got to tell you about Boomer Naturals. BoomerNaturals.com. That's where you want to go if you want the best mask, the most protected mask. Guys, this is a extremely comfortable, extremely breathable mask. They've got sizes for adults, teens, and children. They're in stock now, and they're ready to ship out to you right now. And they've got the nano silver technology woven into the fabric. It blocks the tiny drops, the particles from getting into your nose and mouth. And that's what we want right now, is the best protection. That's what we're looking for. And Boomer Naturals has it. They also offer those popular nano silver neck gaiters. That's what Fred likes to wear, the one you can just pull up over your face. And great thing, they're donating one face mask for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Just good quality people stuff right there. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman, and you'll save 20% off your order. What? That's code Hoffman at Boomer Naturals, and get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50. Online at BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code Hoffman to save 20%.
I cannot be taking apologies. Yeah, they plot on me, cause that bag on me. Yeah, they after me. I got racks on me, got the stash on me. They
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew. Guys, I can personally attest to the increased energy, muscle mass, weight loss. It's very real when you are getting testosterone treatments. If you are low in testosterone, you may see a drop in libido, you may see depression, irritability, and even memory loss. make sure that you get your levels tested at Men's T Clinic. Go to Men's T Clinic right now to find out if they can help you. Men's T Clinic is Houston's premier hormone treatment provider with 5 convenient Houston area locations. Go to menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're in debt to the IRS, there's good news. Optima Tax Relief can help you resolve your tax debt right from the safety of your own home. Optima's award-winning team works with you online and over the phone, so you don't have to leave the comfort of your home to put your tax problems to rest. Optima's A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau and standing by, ready to help you today. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. No guarantee of credit score increase. TNC and privacy policy found at PossibleFinance.com/privacy.
I screwed up my credit when I was younger.
I often find myself scraping by right before rent is due.
If you need cash or are looking to rebuild credit, Possible Finance can loan you up to $500 in minutes. Good credit not required. Just text PAID to 64000 to download the Possible Finance app.
Within an hour of applying, there was money on my debit card. Where else are you going to get money at 10 p.m. on a Sunday night?
Repay the loan in installments and change your payment date with no fee.
For someone who's building credit, this is the best. My credit score went up after the first 2 payments.
I had trouble paying, so I moved my payment 2 weeks later without hurting my score. It helped big time.
Just text PAID to 64000 to download the Possible Finance app and get the money you need in minutes. Text PAID to 64000 to download Possible Finance. Text PAID to 64000.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Oh, my God. My dad used to eat mayonnaise sandwiches, just mayo. So bacon-wrapped jalapenos filled with cream cheese, life-changing. I don't remember where I got those. There's some restaurant where I got those. Those are amazing.
If you want to make them yourself or you want to grill them or smoke them yourself, Belleville Meat Market has the best that I've ever had.
Okay, that's good to know.
They make them already set up. All you do is take them home, freeze them, then pull them out, thaw them, and throw them on the grill.
Yeah, there's a lot of seafood restaurants around here that have terrific bacon wrapped shrimp. I love that. Especially get some cheese on there. That stuff's good.
Not shredded cheese though.
No, and I don't like shredded cheese. You know, the only time I have shredded cheese is when I get a breakfast taco from Brothers.
Okay.
I'll have it then because it's all warm and it melts right in. But no, a lot of times
it doesn't melt right into your baked potato?
Not always, no.
Then your baked potato's not hot enough.
Probably fair, but I it's another thing. Like, I'm okay with it on a breakfast taco. I don't really want it on any other food.
All right.
So, and then somebody's asking, what's a stream you can watch all the horse races? It's called RTN.TV, and there's different subscription things. I subscribe to everything, so I think it's like $19 a month. So, somebody says HEB sells those jalapenos prepackaged. I have to try that.
They do. They're just not as good.
Okay.
I like them, but yeah. I like anytime I'm going anywhere outside of Houston, like to the Hill Country or to go tubing or something, I'll always stop at Belleville and pick up a couple packs of jalapenos and then freeze them.
Yeah, see, that ideally, that would have been great a few months ago when somebody was cooking a lot. But now, basically, I drop her off before 7 in the morning and then I pick her up after the show every day. And she's not doing a lot of cooking right now. I don't really blame her. So, we're not doing a lot of that stuff. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So if you eat your fries with only mayo and or ranch, you're a serial killer, and that's just a fact. I don't know that I would dispute that claim.
Yeah.
Anything, I'm not a ranch guy. I think,
I don't like ranch either.
That's why... Why you have to get ranch with wings? It makes no sense to me. When I order wings, I want the sauce that's on the wings. I don't care about ranch.
Or blue cheese.
No, I don't need blue cheese either.
Okay.
Well, what do you do that with? Do you dip your wings in that?
Because I don't. So. I don't want ranch or blue cheese with my wings.
Well, I don't either because don't the wings already have some kind
They've got sauce.
Yeah, that's just my theory. Somebody, my dad eats peanut butter and cheese sandwich.
That's gross.
Yeah.
It's only gross if the cheese is shredded.
Microwaves are cool inventions that melt shredded cheese in like 15 seconds. Yeah, except I'm at a restaurant. Not using the microwave. And, hey, guess what? I don't like shredded cheese. I don't like ranch. That's more for you. You get to take more. You should be happy about that. You should really wish I'd stop liking beer. There'd be more beer for you.
There's more shredded cheese out there for all of us now.
Yeah, see? There you go. So he said, have you ever been able to bet on a race that is already finished on the stream? That happened to me recently, but they voided my bet after paying it out and took it back. Yeah, that happened one time that I remember I don't use Bovada anymore because it's an absolute mess. But they did not get the start of a race down. And I had actually had the bet punched in. And then it got delayed. And I hit it right. I had it right. But because they didn't pay it off, they didn't close the betting until the race started, they voided all tickets. So that was kind of chicken bleep. And if I hadn't have made it, I would have gone ahead and bet it because not like they're not stealing money from me anyway. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says they're buffalo wings, not ranch wings. Agreed.
I'm with you.
And to be honest, you're a spicy food guy. I like Thai food. That's pretty spicy. The Flyers just win. Is this over? I think so. 3-1.
Yeah, they're breaking social distancing, 3-1. So it must be over. They all stay away from each other all game until the game's over. And then
now they're kissing.
And, yeah,
yeah. So 3-1 Flyers. That'll make Josh happy. So Casey said, my old boss used to eat pineapple mayo sandwiches.
Gross.
Yeah. But hey, whatever you're into. But there are some things I just don't get. And mayo on fries, it's a big England and Canada thing.
What about like a garlic aioli?
I don't know if I've ever had that. I don't even know what an aioli is.
Or like truffle. It's sort of a mayonnaise. Like truffle mayo is great to dip your fries in. But regular mayonnaise, that's just gross. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't had any of the.
You don't
fancy
have any
stuff.
Fancy aiolis.
No, but and now I'll put gravy on my fries now.
Oh yeah,
because it doesn't. You can't quite get poutine unless
I'll put gravy on pretty much anything. To be honest,
yeah. But I don't know. I don't think I'm that weird. I'm not out eating like peanut butter banana sandwiches like Elvis.
Peanut butter banana is not that weird.
Well, it's because Elvis made it not weird. But otherwise, yeah, it is weird. Let's be honest. And if he hadn't died on the toilet, what now?
Miguel posted a picture when Fred makes nachos and it's just a couple of tortilla chips with a piece of American cheese melted on it. Fred's nachos.
Well,
that's good, Miguel.
The joke's on you, Miguel, because I don't make nachos. I don't make anything. I make my bourbon burgers. That's it. But yeah, if you don't have any meat, what else you put on there?
Just a piece of American cheese.
I don't really like American cheese. See, I like pepper jack cheese.
You don't like you don't like much of anything.
That's not true.
Like I said, you're very much like my 8-year-old. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Well, I don't. And I guess what? I don't have to eat it.
You don't.
Just like you don't have to.
Because you're a grown up.
Yeah, I can eat what I want.
You're a big boy now.
But.
Did your parents make you eat stuff you didn't like when you were a kid?
Pretty much, yeah.
I force my kids to try new things so they don't end up like you when they're an old person.
What the hell's wrong? There's nothing wrong with me having the taste in food that I have.
No, it is.
Because you don't approve? Oh, who died and made you god of food, AJ? Just because you did a barbecue tour, suddenly you're in charge of everything?
No.
Master Chef Hoffman?
Not everything.
Get out of here. Dickweed.
Oh, Mr. I don't like shredded cheese. Like, somehow when it comes in a block, it's different. Or it comes in a slice, it's different. When it's shredded, you can't tell me you don't think... Aaron, does that sound crazy to you? Does that sound like something a lunatic would say?
I wouldn't say a lunatic, but it sounds weird that you don't like it shredded. But if it comes in a block, you're fine with it. What if you shred it yourself?
I like cheese, just not shredded. I don't like my cheese to come in that shape of the tiny little shards. That's a big turnoff for me.
Well, and I don't want to talk about any of these restaurants, but a lot of the places that give you shredded cheese in the little cup, you don't know where it's been. You don't know how long it's been there. So just stop with your nonsense.
Like homemade shredded cheese?
Yeah, if it's at home, sure.
Okay.
But especially in a bar on a steak night, I don't necessarily trust
it. This is more of a hygiene.
What do you do? You're eating a steak from that place? You're eating meat? Because
the steak is really good, yeah.
So they're careful with their meat, but not with their cheese.
They've got all these in the... I don't know where it comes from. And I didn't like the taste of it the last time I tried doing that, so I'm not doing it again. So you need to quit worrying about what the hell I eat.
I have to.
It's got nothing to do with you.
Someone has to worry about it.
It has got nothing to do with you.
Someone has to worry about
it. No. And you're just looking for anything to be critical of.
I have to worry about you, Fred.
No, you don't.
I have to. It's what I do.
They do say as you get older, you get your eating habits of an 8-year-old as you get older. That doesn't surprise me. So.
One day you're going to be like, I only eat Mucilix. That's all I eat. No milk, just Mucilix. No milk. A piece of American cheese on top. It's all I need with my Mucilix.
Rob G says pre-shredded is waxy so it doesn't stick together in the bag. I'm with you, Fred. See? See?
It's okay. Rob G's a weirdo, too.
So, Fred, I worked in a restaurant for 7 years and the cheese comes in a block and they shred it themselves. Not all of them do. I've seen some of these places that buy the prepackaged stuff, okay?
That's way more expensive. Why
eat any of it? I just don't eat any of it.
Cheese is delicious, that's why.
I don't need cheese on everything. And besides, there's certain cheeses that I do like. Like, I love queso. I love pepper jack.
Because it's no longer shredded. It's melted.
It doesn't matter if it's... That has nothing to do with it being shredded. Like, if there's shredded pepper jack, absolutely. But just American cheese shredded, I don't like. Lamont, and why this is such a big deal to you is beyond me.
Lamont said, AJ just said a segment ago, he doesn't care about what athletes do with social messages, but do care about people's eating habits. It's not like Fred's eating habits are keeping me from doing a show with him. I just find them fascinating. It's not like I'm going to go, oh, I can't do a show with Fred anymore because he doesn't eat shredded cheese. I can't deal with him anymore. I'm out of here. That's what people are doing with the NBA. Oh, Black Lives Matter. I can't watch this. Wah! Fred, he doesn't like shredded cheese. I've got to get out of this room. There's a pretty big difference, Lamont.
No, it's exactly the same. I'm being criticized by a guy who orders artisanal tea. Yeah.
That's not artisanal tea.
What was it? Whatever it was.
Artisanal jerky.
Excuse me.
Alligator jerky, buffalo jerky. I know you, I don't eat any of that. I only eat cow. That's all I'll eat is cow. I'm not going to try anything new outside the box. That'd be too crazy.
No, because I'm not a fancy pants like you are. ordering it. And your dog backpacks. Ooh. But my eating habits are weird.
That's my wife's dog backpack. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Just like your wife's Nickelback tickets.
Yeah. I would say Nickelback less weird.
Here's the difference, though. I don't wear the dog backpack. You went to the Nickelback concert. That's the difference. You became part of the gift.
Sure. What else was it? How much for the eyelashes? Yeah. Yeah. Good job, buddy.
That's not mine either. Do you think I'm putting eyelash bouche on? Do my eyelashes look full?
Are you eating the jerky?
No, because it got stolen.
Well, would you have eaten it?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's part of the whole ensemble of things you bought that make you look douchey.
So now beef jerky... Smoked meats is now quote unquote douchey. This from the guy who won't eat cheese. He eats baked potatoes like an apple. And smoked, dried meats are now, that's a douchey thing.
I'm sorry.
Who would look crazier walking around? Me with a stick of beef jerky or Fred eating a potato like an apple?
With your dog in your backpack on you.
No, that's my wife. You're bringing my wife into this. You want to get into some crazy stuff about your wife?
Go ahead. Go ahead. What Lawyer Dave on? Guess Lawyer Dave on. What's going on, Dave?
I'm here, Fred.
What's up?
Well, I was just going to talk about your eating habits, Fred. I actually ate your shredded cheese the last time we had steaks together. I remember that, but you ate the entire potato, slathered with butter, skin and all, didn't you?
I don't remember. How much did we have to drink? Jeez.
A lot.
But yeah. Was the cheese you had tainted, Dave? Was there? Could you tell if it came from a bag or if it was shredded off the block?
It was shredded off the block, and it was great.
It was great cheese, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fred's disrespecting that cheese just because it's shredded. The cheese can't help that it was shredded.
Discrimination. I think shredded cheese matters.
Cheese doesn't have a voice to say, don't shred me. Leave me on the block so Fred will enjoy me. Melt me into queso so Fred will eat me. No, it's just cheese. It's a voiceless thing.
See, not all cheese is the same, though. You guys are talking about this American
crap. It is the same. It's just, just shaved into little shards.
Time out. So queso is the same as American.
No,
that's what I'm talking about. This is American cheese. I don't want it. I don't want it shredded, and I wouldn't go buy a slice of it either.
Well, if you go to a steak night that shreds American cheese, then that's weird anyway. I don't even think you can shred American. It's cheddar.
I don't like cheddar either.
All right.
Okay?
God, you're picky.
I'm telling you, he's like my 8-year-old. See, Lawyer Dave's judging you, too. You have very judgeable eating habits.
You both suck, okay?
Maybe. Oh, you guys go. I just couldn't resist. I had to call on this.
All right, buddy. I'll see you. I'll see you later.
Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
Yeah. Dave, you going to eat his cheese tonight?
You know I will, and I'll watch him scarf that whole potato like nothing, eat an entire steak, and maybe a couple, maybe a few more than a couple of vodka and water.
Probably that.
Yeah.
You should come out with us sometime, AJ.
No, he's not invited.
I'm not invited.
Okay, you're not invited. That's, excuse me.
All right,
see you later, fellas.
See ya. All right. Let's take a break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have 3-layer nano silver protection. Order now at boomernaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
Stocks finished the day higher today despite a stalemate on a relief and stimulus bill in Washington. The president said he'll take executive action tomorrow if no deal is reached to extend unemployment insurance benefits and provide other types of relief. Big technology stocks again led the way. The Dow up 185 points as Apple approached a $2 trillion market cap. The Dow ending at 27,386. S&P up 21 to 33.49. And with big tech rallying, the Nasdaq went to a new all-time high and crossed 11,000, up 109 points to 11,108. Oil pulled back 20 cents to $41.99 a barrel. Gold continued to surge, up $25 to $2,074 the ounce. 10-year note yields held steady, the yield 0.54%, while the dollar weakened just a bit. All this as 1.2 million Americans filed for new unemployment insurance benefits last week. That was down from the prior week, but still the 20th week in a row in which more than a million people filed claims.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5.
If your business has been directly or indirectly interrupted by COVID-19, send the lawyers at MMA a copy of your commercial policy for a free policy review. They will cater their advice to your coverages and exclusions. They'll look for business interruption, contingent business interruption, civil and military authority, viral exclusions, and more. They're here to protect the policyholder. Visit largelossattorneys.com. That's largelossattorneys.com. That's the lawyers at MMA.
Rethink how you manage cash flow and payments for your business. Choose a banking partner who provides secure and remote tools tailored for you. Never pay for something you don't need. We're Veritex Community Bank. True to your business. True to Texas. VeritexBank.com. Member FDIC.
If you're buying a car this summer, let GimmeTheVIN.com get you the most for your current vehicle and get your check on the spot from America's best car buyer.
Sell us your car. GimmeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what covering your bases is in baseball, right?
Of course, making sure you have no holes in your defense.
Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless, and you'll pay up to 50% less than big carriers and still use their same networks. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G.
And no contract, no mystery fees. Fully covering your bases for 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Check out terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Adding a leader you need right when you need them. That's how sports teams get ahead and how your business can too. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to linkedin.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Late Hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock coming at 7 o'clock. So for those of you who want conspiracy theory rockets, I'm sure you'll get a bunch of it. That's four. You're working on a record today.
They'll probably talk about sports if you guys like that stuff too.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I'm having more fun being made fun of my eating habits than I would be talking about Scott Foster. Aspen Rain says, can I get a shout out, Fred? This is my gamer name. My kids will freak out if they hear it on the radio.
Oh my god, Aspen Rain? Oh my god!
Don't freak out, kids.
Freak out, everybody!
Alright, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, we go to Sheffield in England. England, pretty much the Florida of Europe, I've decided. We get a lot of stuff from over there. A man wanted to ask his girlfriend to marry him.
Okay.
So he took out multiple candles and spelled out marry me with a question mark. And used hundreds of candles. Well, what do you think happens when you light hundreds of candles in a wooden house?
Oh, the house caught on fire?
Yep.
Well, that's not shocking.
Not why.
And
here's the best part. The idiot lights it, then goes to pick her up from work and leaves it lit.
Well, yeah, how are you going to surprise her otherwise?
I would...
You surprise her by burning down all her stuff.
Maybe you stall her outside for a few minutes, but leaving lit candles. So when he returned home, he found the place enveloped in flames. Why would it not be enveloped in flames?
I've always wondered that. I would like that. I was just thinking that. I wish they would just use enveloped instead of enveloped.
Yeah, because the word is envelope.
Yeah.
And you put the D on there, it's enveloped. I bet you that's a British thing. Three fire engines got there by 8:30 Monday. And, if I'm her, well, first off, at this point, people really shouldn't be getting married. But if I'm her, I think I say no. So it involves a romantic proposal that didn't go quite to plan. So if you're thinking about asking someone to marry you that way,
just don't.
Well, you know what? Say no. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Speaking of brides, did you see the really hot bride in Lebanon who was getting her wedding photos taken?
My goodness, that's so crazy. All that stuff is crazy.
Well, did you see who? Turns out she's a doctor. So
a hot doctor.
She's a really hot doctor. Also works here in the States.
What?
Just happened to be there to get married. I guess because the family's there. But her name is Isra Sablani, one of my people.
It's a made-up name.
She is very, very beautiful, too.
She's well put together.
Yeah. 29 years old. 29-year-old doctor. Somebody's got a good catch there.
Yep.
So, but yeah, man, some of those pictures are just, just horrible. I mean, and it basically sounds like it was just negligence. But, 713-780 is your number. But, Rizzle says being married is overrated. I mean, if you have a good earner, it's okay. So
makes it a lot easier. So, huh?
She's a good earner. Yeah. But, all right. So we need to do this worst song things. I guess we want to wait till next segment.
Yeah. We'll do it next segment.
Okay. It's already 6 o'clock. Okay. I'm having fun being made fun of today. So, Aaron, in fact, I'm giving you fair game to make fun of me as much as you want in the 6 o'clock hour about anything.
Well, just listening to both of you list foods you don't like during the break to the Twitchers, I didn't realize I have a bigger like culinary palate than the two of y'all because you don't like certain vegetables and fruits, AJ, which...
The only fruit I don't like is tomatoes.
How do you not like tomatoes, though? They're delicious.
Let me see.
I like tomato sauce. I like tomato-based things. I don't like the way that a tomato feels in my mouth. It's gross.
I'm with you on that.
And the smell of tomatoes is also vile.
See how like a caprese salad? Those are delicious.
No, yeah, gross.
See, I that's where I'm in total agreement with AJ. Is I like if you gave me a tomato, like my wife will sit there and cut a tomato and eat it. I'm like, that's just gross.
So I don't eat tomato, I don't eat eggplant, and I don't eat olives.
The only two things I really don't like are black olives and mushrooms. But other than that, almost anything you can find in a supermarket is fair game for me.
So that's one less thing than me. So now like you're like on the different level.
You don't
huh?
like ranch?
No. Ranch is a useless thing.
No, I'm with you.
You
on
don't
that.
Like you said you didn't like blue cheese?
I mean, I don't dislike blue cheese. I don't eat it with my wings.
Okay. I like ranch. I'll put ranch on different things like
that's cuz you're a basic white girl.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. I like ranch on my wife likes ranch on everything cuz she's a basic white girl.
We have something in common.
But here's a weird one for you while we're on weird stuff. Like, I don't like mustard.
But, I love mustard.
But I love
I like mustard.
But I love honey mustard.
Well, they're very different.
They are, but it's still kind of same general concept.
You know, really good honey mustard is Chick-fil-A.
They do, and who else has it? Cane's has really good honey mustard, and so does...
I thought Cane's only has one sauce.
No.
Have they changed it up?
No, they've also got honey mustard, which is pretty legit. Okay. But Fuddruckers actually has really good stuff, too.
But here's the thing. Like, here's the weird thing about honey mustard. I guess it's the same thing for ranch. Is it a salad dressing or is it a condiment?
I mean, ranch is your both, but honey mustard would be more of a condiment, in my opinion.
But I like honey mustard on a salad.
I love honey mustard on a salad. That's where I eat it.
That's your preferred. What's your favorite salad dressing? Like if we sat down at a restaurant and you were ordering a salad, what would you order on it?
Probably either Caesar or blue cheese.
Fred, honey mustard.
Honey mustard, Caesar, or after that it's plain because I don't like any of the other stuff.
Okay,
now you can make fun of me for that too.
I like Caesar. I like I really like salads that have like apples and strawberries and blue cheese crumbles with like a nice raspberry vinaigrette or something like that.
Great.
I can do that. I like honey mustard fine.
I like champagne dressing. I like the Thousand Island.
I mean, yeah, I don't really like Thousand Island.
You know what else I'm starting to...
Do you like Catalina dressing?
Yep.
Ugh.
Well, I'm starting to put on more stuff is honey.
I mean, honey's delicious.
Yeah, I've been doing a little more
and
of
it's
lately.
Good for you.
Yeah, and it comes from bees.
That's right. You know what else comes from bees? I don't know. But instead...
stings?
Instead, we'll just talk about prostates. Not from bees, but it's just the best segue I could come up with. If you or someone you know has increased need to urinate, increased urination at night, difficulty starting to pee... BPH is a thing, an enlarged prostate. If you've been diagnosed with BPH and it's non-cancerous, you don't need surgery because Dr. Andrew Doe at Elite Health was telling me about the surgical options for this, and it's a drill inside your pee hole. That's worse than eating olives. a drill inside your pee hole. It's worse. Dr. Doe said, no, I'm not doing that to people. I'm doing PAE. It's an advanced, minimally invasive procedure. It uses x-ray technology to treat your prostate. It's an inpatient or an outpatient thing. You're in and out of the office here in a few hours, and it's done right there in their office. And nobody's done as many of these PAE procedures as Dr. Doe. He's the guy you want. And PAE covered by most insurance plans. Learn more today, 832-860-4618. That's 832-860-4618. Check them out at choosepae.com.